Yo Yerushalmi printed in Bavli, Shkolim Daf Yud Ches. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Zayin Rabbeis at the foot of the page, four lines from the bottom, Tani. Tani, Mizrach Umar of Hayun Sunim, Divrei Rebbe. Rabbeisa brings that Rebbe says they were placed east and west. Rebbe Loza, Rebbe Shimon, Aymer, Tzafayim Vadorim Hayun Sunim. Rebbe Loza, Rebbe Shimon says that they were placed north and south. Mandama Mizrach Umarov, Nicha, Kulahim Ruuyim, Lashirus. Mandam Mitzafayim Vadorim, Nimsa, Shulchan, Vadorim. The opinion that says east and west is fine, as all are suitable for use, as they're all positioned on the northern side. But according to the opinion that says north and south, do we not find that the table is in the south? Vahatani Hashulchan Hayunothun. Mechatzi Abayis, Velifnim, Moshuch Menakoisel, Beis Amois, Vomechse, Klapiat Sofein. Abayis says that the table was positioned from the halfway point of the temple and inwards, 2.5 Amois from the wall, towards the north. Umanoa Kenegdoi Bedoim. The Manoa was opposite it in the south. Mizbech Hazov Hayu Nosun Beemsa Abayis, Choylek Es Abayis, Mechetzov, Velifnim, Moshuch Kima, Klapei Chutz. Should say, the golden Mizbeach was positioned in the center, a little towards the outside, meaning to the east. Rekulen ha-Yunasunim, Mishalish ha-Bayis, Velifnim, all of them were positioned from one third of the temple and inwards. Esimeneiris, Asa Shleimai, Shneemar, Vayas, Esimeneiris Hazal, Esek Bishpatoi, Yitain Behechon, Hei Mihimin, Vehei Mismol. Shlomo made 10 menorahs, as the Pasuk says in Divrei Yomim Beis, in Perek Dalet Pasuk Zion, he made 10 golden menorahs according to the regulations, and he placed 5 in the Heichal, 5 from the right and 5 from the left. In Tema Chamesh B'tzafoin V'chamesh B'dorim, Alay Eina Menorah Kashira, Ela B'dorim, Shneemar, V'esa Menorah Nechra Shulchan, Adyerech HaMishkan Temona. How do you say that there were 5 in the north and 5 in the south when the menorah is only valid in the south, as the Pasuk says in Shmos Perek Chof Vav Pasuk Lamatei, and the menorah opposite the table on the southern side of the Mishkan? Matam Beleva Chamesh Miyamin V'Chamesh Mismol, Ela Chamesh Miyamin Menorah Soishal Moshe V'Chamesh Mismola. What does the Pasuk teach with the words 5 to the right and 5 to the left? It's 5 to the right of Moshe's menorah and 5 to its left. Afal pikein lehaya ma'avir ela shel Moshe bolvad shenehemar u'menorah sazov v'menorah se'ar leva'er ba'erev ba'erev. And even so, he would only light the menorah of Moshe, as this is in Divrei Yomim Beis, in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Yud Aleph, and the golden menorah and its lamps to light each evening. Rabbi Doisa b'Rabbi Yehuda aimer Al kulam hayamavir v'esa menoris v'neroisihem levaram kamishpat lifnei hadavir zahav sagol v'aperach v'aneroif v'amalkachayim zav hu mechlis zav hein kilu zavoy shel shleimer, I should say. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, no, he would light all of them, as the Pasuk says in Divrei Yomim Beis in Perek Dalad Pesukim Chof and Chof Aleph, and the menoris and the lamps to light them, according to the regulations, before the devir, made of refined gold, and the flour and the lamps and the tongs were gold, it was fine gold. They finished off Moshe's gold, means when Shlomo made the ten menorahs, he used the remaining gold from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. Tani Rav Yehuda b'shem Asi, haya Shlomo noitel elef kikrei zav, v'machnisam lakur, v'moitziam ad shehu ma'amidam, Al echad lekayim hashenemar kikazov tohor asa oisar v'goyme. Rav Yehuda quoting Asi brings the Baisa, Shlomo took 1,000 gold bars and put them in a crucible and removed them until they became one to fulfill the pasuk in Shmos Perek Lamed Zayin pasuk Chof Dalet, make it of a talent of pure gold. Tanya am b'yosi Rav Yehuda masa b'menos zav she'asa Moshe b'midbar. I see a seira, dina zav, vichnisura, loko, shmeinim pam, vechasera klum. The Gemara brings the question of Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, says in the Baisa, There was a story about the golden menorah of Moshe in the desert that weighed a golden dinar, which is more than the required kikar, which is a talent. They put it into a crucible 80 times to try and refine it, but it did not lose any of its weight. So how could Rav Yehuda, quoting Asi, say that Shlomo needed to purify it 1,000 times? V'yeyus ad deloy yokom al ba'orei ha'vachase sigyoin min dukayim al ba'orei le'chaseklum. The answer is, before it was properly refined, it would lose much of its weight each time, but once it was properly refined, it no longer lost any weight upon refining. And we come now to the next Mishnah, Halacha Dalad. Shlosha asa shofaris ha'i ramikdash, v'kosu v'alehen, tiklin chadatin, v'tiklin atikin, kinin, v'goiz le'oila, heitzim, levoina, zav, l'chapires, shishar nadava. The Mishnah says there were 13 boxes in the Mikdash. Written upon them was new shekels, old shekels, nests and oiler pigeons, wood, frankincense, gold for the pans, and there were also 6 other donation boxes. Tiklin chalatin, shebechol shana v'shana, v'atikin mi shulehevi eshtaked shekel l'shana abo. New shekels, those were that were given each year. Old shekel refers to those that were given by someone who did not bring the previous year and gave an extra one this year. Kinin, hein turim, v'goiz li'oila, hein b'nei yoina. Nests refers to turtle doves, and oila pigeons are young doves. Kulan oilois, dear Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that they are all oila offerings. V'chachamim oimim, kinin echad chatos v'echad oila, goiz li'oila, kulan oilois. The Chacham say that nests is one is a chatas offering and one is an oila offering. Oila pigeons, all of them are oilas. Ha'ime ha'i olai eitzim lo yifchois mishnei gezirim. One who says I accept to bring woods, as opposed to woods should not bring less than 2 logs. Levoina lo yifchois mekaymetz, if he pledged frankincense, he shouldn't bring less than a handful. Zav lo yifchois medina zav, if he pledged gold, he should not bring less than a gold dinar. Shishel nadova, nadova may yoisim ba. The Mishnah asks, the 6 other donation boxes, what do they do with the donations? Leikim ba oilois ha-basar l'shem v'oilois l'kehanim. The answer is they would buy oilois with it, the flesh was burned for Hashem, and the skins were given to the kehanim. Ve midrash darash yoda kain godol, asham hu asham asham la-Hashem. Yoyada, the Kohen Gadol expounded, it's an asham, means a guilt offering. He has incurred guilt, in guilt offering to Hashem, and that implies that the entire sacrifice goes on the Mizbeach. Ze'aklal, kol shu ba mishum chatas u'mishum ashma, yelakach bahem oilois, ha'basa l'shem ba'oilois l'kehanim. And this is the general rule, anything that comes from the excess funds of a chatas or from an asham, oilois should be bought from the money. The flesh is for Hashem, and the skins are for the Kohanim. Nimsu shnei ksuvim kaimim Hashem l'Hashem v'Hashem l'Kohen. And the 2 psukim are thereby fulfilled, the pasuk we had before, a guilt offering to Hashem, and also the pasuk in Bamidbar, perek hey pasuk ches, a guilt offering to the Kohen. V'aymeh kesev Hashem v'kesev chatois l'yuva beis Hashem l'Kohanim yiyu. And the pasuk in Melachim Beis in Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Yud Zayin says that the excess money of an asham and a chatas should not be brought to the house of Hashem; they are for the kohanim. And the Gemara says, Tanya Amar Yehuda lehaya shofar shel kinim b'Yerushalayim mipnei hataoris shematamus achas shesemehen benimsu demei chatois mesois murovis bahen. We bring a baisa. The Gemara now says from Rabbi Yehuda, and it disagrees with our Mishnah. There was no box for nests in Yerushalayim because of the concern for mixtures, means perhaps one woman who gave money will die and will be like the monies of Chatois Mesos, which is the 5 cases of Chatois that cannot be sacrificed and they must be left to die, that if one of them became mixed with other animals, all of them must now be left to die. And here also, all of the monies would be prohibited to use. The Hatanya, Aisha, you should say she yesh alea leida iziva, mevia de me, ken venois nasai, beshofa, beicheles, bekodjim, beina chosheshes, sheminis adsel behen, beina koyin chosheshem de me hatois, mesois, murois behem. And we ask from a different brisa, If a woman was obligated to bring sacrifices after giving birth or becoming purified from ziva, she brings the value of a neft offering and places it in the box. That evening she may eat kosher meat, and she need not be concerned that perhaps the kohen was lazy in bringing her sacrifice, and the kohen also need not be concerned that one of the women who had given the monies had died, and it was like a case of monies of hatois mesos that became mixed with them. And therefore, if Yehuda does not disagree with in this brisa, so why does he disagree with our Mishnah? Ki karminan b'chatois shemesu ba'alehem v'adai. The Gemara answers, when do we say this? When we're certain that the owner died. V'yaminan nivor dalad zuzei v'nishtei v'nahara v'idach lishtu. And the Gemara asks, well, if we say that the principle of brira, which is retroactive selection, applies, then we should select four zuz and throw it into the river, and the rest should be permitted. Ha'aminan ba'alma v'yuda leis le'brera. And the answer is that Yehuda does not agree with the principle of brera, of retroactive selection. Rabbi Yosa, Rabbi Bun, Omar, Rabbi Bar Mamal, boy, Omar, Hare Olai Eitz, Mevi Gizar Echad. Rabbi Yosa, Rabbi Bun, quoting Rabbi Mamal, said that if a person says, I pledge to bring wood, he must bring one log. Amar Blaza, Masnisa Amar Kain. She's a korban b'fnei atzmai, with a korban b'fnei atzmai, kahai de taninan tamon, shnayim b'yadam shnei gizrei eitzim, should say. And Rabbi Laza supports this from a Mishnah in Meseches Yoma. The procession for bringing the afternoon tamid offering included two kohanim, each carrying a log of wood. Rabbi Shua ben Levi omar, ovyem ama ba'ama sechekes, ba'ocham ba'ama guduma. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said that their width was a large ammah, and their length was a reduced ammah. Rav Choni b'shem Rabbi Ami kamin totini. Rav Choni, quoting Rav Ami, said that their thickness is like a stick of scales. Amar b'shmul ba Rav Yitzhak, lefi shalei haya mokoi mamarocha el ammah al ammah, lefi kach lei haya boi el ammah guduma. Rav Shmul ba Rav Yitzhak said, since the space of the wood pile was only an ammah square, the log measured only a reduced ammah. Tani Kain, Amma Hayesoid, Amma Seviv, Amma Kokov, Vamma Kronois, Vamma Marocha. And we bring support to that from a brisa, an Amma for the border, an Amma for the Karkov, an Amma for the horns, and an Amma for the wood pile of the Mizbeach. Levoina, Le Yifreis, Mikoimitz, Nemakan Azkora, Venemala Lon Azkora, Mazkora Homala Lon, Mulakoimitz, Av Azkora Mokan, Mulakoimitz. The Mishnah taught that one who pledges frankincense shouldn't bring less than a handful. It says here about the Lechem Aponim in Vayikra Perek Chavtala Pasuk Zayin, Remembrance, and it says there about the Minchas Nedava in Vayikra Perek Beis Pasuk Beis, Remembrance. Just as the remembrance there must be a handful, so too the remembrance here must be a handful. I may azkura hamur la'alon shnei kumsim. Half Azkara Mokan, Shnei Kamatsim. The Gemara asks, well, if so, just as over there, with the Lechem upon him, two handfuls are required, so too over here. Amar Rabbi La, Klum Lomdu La Koimitz, Ela, Shasim Mincha, Mal Alan Koimitz, Achose, Possel, Afkan Koimitz, Achose, Possel. Rabbi La answered that the requirements for one who pledges frankincense are learned from the Minchas Nedava. Just as over there, an incomplete handful is invalid, so too over here. Am Rabbi Yosa, Nosa de Bila, Amma, Hamithnade, Vishse Levoina, Mavia, Bekamsoi, Shel, Kayen. Rabbi Yosa says that, from Rabbi La, learning the pledge of frankincense from the Mincha, we can say that when one pledges frankincense, he brings it based on the Kayen's handful. Rabbi Yosa, Rabbi Chizkiah, Beshem Rabbi Yumia, Vafilo, Bekamets, Habalim. Rabbi Chizkiah, quoting Rabbi Yumia, disagrees. He says, no, even with the handful of the owners. Zav lo yifreis hule. The Mishnah taught that if a person pledged gold, he shouldn't bring less than a gold dinner. Amar Rabbi Laza, v'hu shehizkeh tzura, avalim lo hizkeh tzura, mevi afilu tzinoira. Rabbi Laza says that's when he mentioned a form, meaning a minted coin, but if he did not, he could even bring only enough for the production of a golden fork. Shisha l'nadava. The Mishnah taught that there were six other donation boxes. Chizkiah Omar Keneged Shisha Batei Ovis. Chizkiah said that they correspond to the six families of Kohanim that served in the Mikdash each week. Ba'apadiah Omar Keneged Shesh Behemoth Par Ve'egel V'Seir Ayel Gedi V'Tleh. Ba'apadiah says that they correspond to the six animals that can be used for an oila, and they are a bull, a calf, a male goat, a ram, a kid, and a lamb. Shmuel Omar Keneged Shisha Korbonos Nishitzei Chatois V'Ashomis HaManochis V'Asirias Ha'iva. Shmuel says they correspond to the six cases of offerings for which their excess funds are placed in these boxes to be used for communal sacrifices. Nests of Zavim and Zavis, nests of women who gave birth, Hatois, which is sin offerings, Asham, which is guilt offerings, Menachos, meal offerings, and the tenth of an Eifer of the Kohen Gadol's daily Mincha Chavitin. And Rabbi Yochanan, Aledei Shehanadova, Meruba, Ribula, Shofaris, Harbe. Rabbi Yochanan says, since there were many pledges, they added many boxes. And until the end of this parak, now we follow the Girsa of the Vilna Gaon. Siv, Uchaloisam, Heviu, Lifnei HaMelech, V'yoyada, Es Shah HaKesev, V'yaseu Kelim, Lebeis Hashem, Klei Shoris. The Pasuk says in Divrei Yomim, Perek, in Divrei Yomim Beis, Perek, Choftalad, Pasuk Yudalad, and when they were finished, they brought before the king and Yoyada the rest of the money, and he made it into vessels for the house of the king, service vessels. And the Pasuk is describing the collection made by Yoyada, the Kohen Gadol, who was ordered by King Yoash to repair the Mikdash. Uksiv ach le'yaseh beis Hashem chulei. The Gemara asks, but concerning the same story, it says in Malachim Beis, in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Dalet, however, there would not be made for the house of Hashem silver pitchers, musical instruments, basins, trumpets, or any golden or silver utensils from the money brought into the house of Hashem. And this shows they did not use the money they collected for service vessels. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman b'shem Rabbi Yonasan omar shtei nedavos asa. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that Yoyada made two collections. Tani debei Rabbi Shmuel nedav achas ma'ike chaloisam la'achas shehoisiru. And debei Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. He says, no, there was only one collection. So what is the meaning of the pasuk in Divrei Yomim, and when they were finished? After they finished the work on the actual building, the remaining monies were used for the service vessels. V'kasha al Rabbi Shmuel, k'siv v'yikach Yoyada, akoyin oren echad, v'yikav chor b'dolasoy, v'yiten itoy etzol ha-mizbeach, v'goyme. U'k'siv v'yeme ha-melech v'yasu oren echad, v'yitneu b'shah beis Hashem chudsa. The question against Rabbi Shmuel is that the Pasuk says, in Malachim Beis Perek, Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud, and Yoyada the Kohen took one chest and bored a hole in its door, and he placed it near the Mizbeach. And it says in Divrei Yomim Beis in Perek Choftalad, Pasuk Ches, and the king ordered, and they made one chest, and they placed it in the gate of the house of Hashem to the outside. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, why were there two collection chests, one inside and one outside? Amar Rav Chuna b'pnei Atameim. Rav Chuna answers it, there was one collection, but there was a separate collection chest placed outside for those who were Tomei to be able to donate. Hadnalach Perek Shlosha Asa Shofaris.